The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
A very good and great evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 26th of April, 2022. And do you realize how fast the time is going? It's soon going to be May and then June. And then we go all the way up to December. And all kinds of interesting and exciting things are happening between here today and the end of the year. Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen all over the world. I would say that 322 people are listening and watching. Well, you know, Doyle Burrows is the first one. But, as I would say, my brothers and sisters, that we can't see all. And I find that people tell me that they watch and listen to the show, but I don't see them. Because normally you won't have more than about 15 or 20 people that we can see. Now, anybody can watch, listen, either through Facebook Live, or they can just call in and listen. Well, and you can see that and see it, hear it from a number of different varieties. And I now welcome you warmly to the only track and field radio show in the Bahamas. My brothers and sisters, we have had great performances by Bahamians recently. I give kudos to Olympic champion Stephen Gardner, who ran 44.22 seconds over the weekend, and that is the best performance for the 400 meters so far this year. And this is the fastest time that he has done in April, and that is just something else. As I say, he has the best performance in the world at this time. And to Anthony Strawn, kudos to her. Anthony defeated the great Shelly Ann Fraser Price in the 200 meters. Strawn won in 22.55 seconds in the 200 meters, and Shelly Ann did 22.79 seconds. Now, we also have, I am so happy about this, a young lady, Megan Moss. She ran 52.23 seconds, doing a personal best in the 400 meters at the Kentucky Invitational. And you know what? 52.23 seconds, that is a great time. And that is a personal best for her. And ladies and gentlemen, when you think about Anthony Strawn, and we're talking about Megan Moss. Megan can be the person who will add to the 4x400 meters, ladies. And we're talking about Strawn, could be the person who would run in the 200 and the 400. So we should be able to have a 4x4 team. And in that 4x4 team, we may have a young lady, and we're talking about Megan Morse. And as we say, I am so happy that where we are going. Now, my co-host, Philippa Arnett, is not here yet. I do have a guest, but the guest is not going to come in until 6:45. He had a situation. He called me that, hey, office, when is the latest I can come? And I say, come up to about 6:45, because this person is significant enough, and I think everybody in the Bahamas would like to hear him and what he has done and what he is doing now. So when we talk about track and field, ladies and gentlemen, how do I say it? If we talk about track and field now and medals we got, the medals that we got in Charifta. Now, I don't know if nobody knows that my business, when I started out, I was a statistician, so I know numbers. Charlene Thompson is watching. Doyle Burris came on first, and then Michelle Boswick. She is watching also, all the way from the United States. But what I'm saying is that anybody remembered when we started with the Charifta Games? It was in 1976. That was the first time that we had an international event, track and field event in the Bahamas. And we won 27 medals. How many medals did we win in Jamaica last week or week before last? Much more than we won in Jamaica, 17 medals. And then in 78, we're talking about Charifta now, not those other things, because of them, you know, Charifta is what everybody around the place knows about. Then in 1978, we had an event in Charifta in Nassau, and we got 30 medals, three more now. Then 1979, oh man, we went to Kingston and we did all kinds of things. We were second in Charifta, and we won 29 medals. Remember that now. Last week, we had 17 medals. Then in 1980, we just had something that everybody is smiling when they remember, because we went to the Charifta Games. And at that time, I was doing some work for the Tribune. And every Friday evening, I would have a column. And the question was, are we able to beat Jamaica? And ladies and gentlemen, as it went on, there were 43 medals from one team and 42 medals from the other team. That adds to, 70, I can't add that so much now. But the team with the better medals was the Bahamas. And that's the very first time that we won the Charifta Games. And then 2 years later, we went to Kingston and we got 42 medals. Now, well, of course, Jamaica got more than we did, but we got 42 medals. So you see, when you look through, it started with 27 medals, and then 30 medals, and then 29 medals, and then 43 medals. And now this time in 1981, 42 medals. And then we go to what we call the event in Kingston, Jamaica, and we got 42 medals, and 9 of them are golds. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I have my guests who I am going to introduce, and the man is none other than Sandy Sands. Sandy Sands. And the thing is, I wanted to have Sandy here because Sandy is all hooked up with Carifta. The first Carifta and all the way down. He hasn't been to all these places, but he knows his stuff. And how are you today?
I'm doing very well, and good evening.
Yes, so thank you. Coach Corey Maycock is watching. You know, he has some great throws. Somebody was going to, what's the name of the school? What a bad man went to. I tend to forget the name of the school, but it's very good. Henry Roll was a coach there. One of the top coaches. So you've had a good day. Thank you for so much for agreeing to come on Track World. So most people are not aware that Sandy's first role was in the first Carifta Games in 1976. What was your role, Sandy?
Well, Hawk, my role was the mayor of the village at the first Carifta Games when the Bahamas hosted the first Carifta Games for the Caribbean Islands. And the village was not in a hotel.
No, not once. No. But you were the mayor.
I was the mayor of the village.
It didn't have to be a hotel.
It didn't
Wherever
have to be.
Wherever you gather together, You're the mayor.
We converted the government high school into a residential center. Cafeteria, bathrooms, meeting rooms, medical facilities, dining, storage areas, physiotherapy. And we operated the school just like a mini hotel. We converted it.
Of course. How many times did we do that?
We did at least three times.
About three times, yes.
Before we then ventured into
the hotels and everything. Yeah. Everything. So tell me this. You must have loved track and field. And you're from the Valley.
I am.
The Valley is the pioneers in track and field.
Well, you know, Hawk, I got my taste of track and field by being a student at St. Augustine's College.
Oh, yes. And but shut your mouth, because... whenever my brother and they're talking about sock, they say, why y'all always going to talk about sock? But you know, it was a rivalry in those days, which we don't have here, yes.
But I guess my interest in track and field, I was not the athlete I would have liked to have been, but I participated in just about every sport in some way or the other under, who was my mentor there then, Lou Vitacazzadoli.
Sure. Something is interesting. Spence had somebody on the show, and they talked about what changed their life was Leviticus Adley. You know, going back, you don't think of those things. And then somebody from Andrus, where my daddy is from, they said that my daddy was, what do you call it? They're able to a monitor.
Mentor,
a monitor in the school in those days. So you had to be smart enough to teach the children in the school, and that is something else. Well, let me ask you. You remember a lot about Charifta. And give me the feelings, you know, could you remember some of the athletes who won and, you know, and all that kind of thing?
You're taking my memory back pretty far.
But you know it was some excitement.
Yeah, I think people like, if I recall, maybe people like Marianne Higgs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ricky?
Ricky Wells.
No, Ricky from Andrus. He was one of the top sprinters. And from Andrus and went to Grand Bahama.
Then big sporting family, big tall girl.
You're talking about, well, it would be Chanel, it would be Bradley, it would be Steve.
But it was Chanel Ferguson, there was Stephen.
Steve Hanna
at the time. Yes, we had significant quality athletes during that particular period.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, I didn't go any further, but if you look at these names and the performances that they've had, we're talking about now, you were around in 1983. We were in Martinique and we won 43 medals. How many medals did we win in at the last Charifta? And the biggest thing that ever happened in Charifta for the Bahamas is 58 medals.
1984.
Right. 1984. Wasn't that something else?
Yeah.
1984. It was just something else. And you know, and this is the old stadium, you know. We ain't talking about the new stadium. Then we, in Barbados in 85, is when the first time we had Austin City put the concept of games. Different games, basketball, boxing, swimming, and all of that.
Of course, he was the father of
the Charifta Games, yes. And we won 44 medals. That's still plenty medals, eh? And then we went to Guadeloupe. You've been to Guadeloupe?
Yes, I have.
Okay, you've been to most of the places.
In the Caribbean, but haven't been there for
a while, yeah.
For a while, yeah. In the Caribbean.
I flew through Guadeloupe. But I didn't stay there. There was an event in Guadeloupe some time ago, and Sandy, the flight was for $800. And guess what? Over the Easter time. So I decided I ain't going down there, $800 for the flight in the States someplace. So I took my family, my wife, my daughter, and my two granddaughters. And get what we saw, Tutank Anum, you know, the Egyptian thing? And that was unbelievable. And to me, I felt much better actually seeing that and enjoying ourselves there than going all the way down there by myself having to $800 for the flight, and then, you know, you got to have a hotel, and then you have to eat. So we had a great time in Florida. So that was the, I've never been to Guadeloupe, as I said, from Puerto Rico, we went to Guadeloupe, and we got into the country, the French country that is next to
Martinique.
And you know what? They're not supposed to be a part of Charifta. But we, at some point, allowed other countries to participate in Charifta. And you know the Dutch people and all of that, but they're part of us. So this is the Caribbean. So that is something different altogether. And then in 19, we went to Trinidad in 87 and 29 medals. Went back to Kingston in 1988. 25 medals that we got.
Now, in 1988, the team stayed at the Pegasus Hotel.
At the Pegasus, yes. So
at that time, I was able to help participate with the team arrangements then again.
Well, just put a pin right there. You are significant with tourism. I say you're the icon. Thank God you're from the Valley. I'm St. George's Church. So what I'm saying is that how long did you stay at the Pegasus?
I was at the Pegasus 4.5 years.
Oh, that's some time, eh?
Yeah.
How was it in Jamaica down there?
Fabulous. I enjoyed it tremendously.
Uh-huh.
It was the turning point in my professional career.
Okay.
And it was my second posting as a general manager, having come from Guyana.
Oh, you went to Guyana first, yeah. And then came this way.
And then came to Kingston.
Yeah.
And then from Kingston to Nassau Beach.
Yeah. And then you had any postings, any place else?
Well, I had postings before those postings to Guyana. Jamaica, United Kingdom.
Where in United Kingdom?
I was in London for 2 years.
Oh, you love London?
Yeah, very much so.
I just love London.
And then obviously my hotel training, where we first met when I was at Ryerson in Toronto.
In Toronto, Canada. Yeah. We first met, but at the same time, we lived two corners apart.
In the valley. That's correct. Yeah.
How was Ryerson in Toronto?
Well, I think Ryerson was a polytechnical university.
Oh, yes. So That's the end of the name.
Yeah, so it offered the opportunity for both practical and theoretical training. So I really enjoyed it, and it was a tremendously good experience.
So what about the people that we would meet up in Toronto?
Well,
all kinds of behemoths. A lot from ZNS.
Oh, yeah. Well, ZNS was one of the areas that had significant training. A lot of people in dance and fashion went there as well, and journalists.
Yeah, journalists, yes.
And then a number of hotel persons went to the hotel
school. Oh, yes.
Also at Ryerson. So.
And Ed had the opportunity to go to Ryerson, eh? Did he get to go to Ryerson?
But I remember Bob Thompson.
From ZNS.
Very sure, cameraman,
Ed went, yeah.
I think possibly for a period of time.
But yes.
A number of people passed through during the time we were there, certainly between 1972 and 76.
Yeah, well, I went in 72, right after independence.
And then a number of people also, architectural or draftman work, et cetera. Then
Bob was there. We lived on, what's the name of the place now?
St. James Town.
You know, when I went to the World Championships in Edmonton, we decided that we would fly from Edmonton and spend the night.
In Toronto.
But I got messed up. I had a friend in Chicago, and wherever I wanted to go, he would let me, not to go, to stay in the hotel for a really
good
but
reader.
But what I did not do is reminded his secretary. I just said, wherever I go, I don't have to even worry about that. And I had a night because we couldn't get in the hotel, you know, the fancy hotel down the street from there.
Royal York.
No, not that far. Next to us is in an area that, you know, is real nice. But also, I'm forgetting the name of the. It is a fancy hotel. Right now, I can't remember.
The Inn on the Park as well was also close to that property downtown.
Yeah. When you think of those places that you've been, it is. I haven't been to Toronto since Edmonton. For the World Championship, and then we just closed down and saying that Cayman Islands, we got 26 medals. And you know what is so interesting? When we started Charifta, there was only a few athletes who, a few events that the athletes participated in, and a few of them were under 17. Now, every event is under 17 now, and everybody's doing everything. So when I look at that mathematically, there's something out of, you know, I don't know. So I will continue to say, as good as we are, we can do much better. I always believe that we can do much better. And we have great athletes. But you know, there's sometimes that people don't believe that they're good as they really are. But we have great people all over the world, eh? Bahamians all over the world. And some Bahamians, when we say, I mean, your son is this way, your daughter is this way, and doing great things around the world. And when you mention it to them, that ain't no big thing, because that's what we do. But we have to be able to recognize and agree that Bahamians are great, multi-talented, not just in one thing, not just in the hotel business. So let's take our first break, and then when we continue, we will have some more discussions.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back on Track World, and my guest, the icon, is none other than Sandy Sands. And I'm gonna tell you who the show is brought with, and then we can have some discussions with Sandy, talking about track and field and any other thing that you think is connected to that. Because, you know, there is Charifta, and then there is the Nationals, And then we go to the World Championships in Eugene, Oregon. And then we go to London, where Perry Gladson Christie went to, went to school. And then there's a World Under 20 in Colombia. So people have, we trust that by that time, under 20 athletes are going to make a difference. And that's what I'm talking about. So with regards to the trials, you know, you got to make the standard to be on the team. And if you ain't make the standard, you ain't going. I mean, you can go and see, but you can pay your way and whatever else. So if people like to travel, work hard, and you see the world, isn't that the case?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And our athletes have come such a long way.
Oh, a long, long way.
And also the opportunities that they're receiving today are, are unmatched.
Okay. I just want to recognize two people. One is Sabrina Johnson. She is watching. And there is our St. Augustine's man, Dave Thurston. And then another St. Augustine's man, I think, is Rory Higgs.
Well, Dave Thurston is the formidable 400-run meter runner. One of the best in his time.
Well, let me tell you, this is a joke now. Because Dave, while I was there, Dave was running the, I don't think it was, he may have been running the 200. And I think I told him, you need to go up to the four. And it worked. And, you know, We know significantly when you go to St. Augustine's, the people who stand out make a difference. And you know a little bit about, as I say, our coach, Leviticus Adley.
Yep.
You know, and he was one of a kind. And what Spence would tell me, that when he is with the coach, is that before the meet, you see, you make a difference or something like that. And you do make a difference if you, you know, but if you're just a regular sack boy, it's a different thing. You know, we get high when we go to the thing. And more than anything else, most of the events were held at St. Augustine's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that really is something else. So... Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book from Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, Vaughn L. Culmer and Associates, Insurance Brokers Limited, and Kalina Insurance. I have been a financial services representative for at Kalina for 41 years. That's plenty time. Very few people have been around the town like me. Like B.H. Hanna came 2 years before me and still there. My daughter, Alexis Hanna, is my business partner. We are the A team at Kalina. And ladies and gentlemen, would you believe this? We have a love affair with our clientele. In this business, in any business, you have to have a love affair with your people. And with a love affair with your people, you do better. People say, hey, you are the person I am going to do business with. And my phone contact is 432-9961. And Alexis's zone is 467-0372. Now, Sandy, we're gonna take calls from people, and the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and the text line powered by BTC is 422-4796. And I need to say it again, because whenever you listen into something and people tell you the numbers and everything, you, hey, Sandy, you can't remember that immediately. And the numbers to call again are 3, 2, 323-6232. The next number is 325-4316. The third one is 325-4259. And the text line is 422-4796. And you know what my friend told me this afternoon? That's Bernard Hanna. He said, Alpheus, man, you used to forget the number. When I'm in here, I could remember the number. And I remember the 323-6232. So Bernard F. Hanna, you know what the number to call are. And I am sure that you are going to call in. Now, let's just mention about birthdays. I have decided that I should talk about birthdays for people because, you know, all over the place when somebody has a birthday, somebody is going to mention it. Somebody is going to put it in the chat and all of that. So the first one is Jackie Edwards. I don't know if you remember Jackie. Well, that's what I'm talking about. A long jumper. But guess what? Her mother brought her. Me and Tommy recruited her because she was a high jumper. And she won the high jump in the junior. But when she came to the stadium with her mother, she ain't high jumped no more. She did a long and triple jump. And guess what? I won't call Jackie's age, but she said that, she's matured, and I leave it like that. And who has the birthday the same day is one Shawnee Miller-Webo, the actual same day. But Jackie, I think, could never be this young lady's mother, you know, this Shawnee Miller-Webo. And before I forget, it is my belief that between Stevie and Shawnee, they're going to have world records in the 400. If you see what they did in Tokyo, and you know the advancements that they've had over the last couple of years, could see they're going and going and going. And both of them are very smart. I'll tell you why. You see Shawnee? She don't run everything. She has a team that works with her. A team. And a team isn't two or three people. For all intents and purposes, they have probably, I'm not highly involved, they have about 10 people who do this, that, and the next thing. And with regards to Stevie did 44.22 over the weekend. And that's the fastest time in the world this year. And that is the fastest, better than everybody. And he will, within the next couple of weeks, he'll just increase and increase, get ready for the trials, and then on to Eugene, Oregon, and be ready to compete. Eugene, Oregon is the, that is the holy place for track and field.
Track and field mecca.
Track and field mecca. And the people go crazy there. Unfortunately, the place is too small now. So you don't have the space that we would have in the World Championships. And for that in mind, they've done some things, some changes, and all of that. And it's gonna be unbelievably beautiful. I've been to Eugene for the NC2As many, many years ago. And that is so long ago. But it is great performances in that part of the air. So somebody is talking to you, and his name is Tristan. He says, "Thanks, Sandy. The Bahamas are not iconic. That's why I call you an icon. Iconic hospitality, tourism, and hotel genre. You have done very well, and I am so proud to call you my classmate and friend. Continue to excel, and please say hello to your son.
Well, he says, see some more. But, you know, we imagine what that is. And then Evelyn Ashford, she was 65 last week. I could remember her as a young girl, and she has been along a long time. We were in Tokyo for the 91 World Championships, and the U.S. team messed up, and she didn't get the baton. Something happened. Jamaica won. Jamaica won against the United States in Tokyo. And then Ellen Saville, you know Ellen, her birthday last week. And there's somebody that people don't recognize enough. His name is Gifton Jelen. Gifton Jelen has been, done manage, made the difference with Diagla, the upright bass. And he has went so far as a trumpeter that he was taught by the trumpeter from New Orleans, that family. And he went here and there. And now he goes all over the world. And he probably was 24 last week or something, but young, really young. But a trumpeter. And guess who assisted him also? The lady who has a school out north in Lyford Key, around where's the place going from the airport, where the fancy store.
You're talking about McCartney?
No, much further. Oh yeah, McCartney. Yes. McCartney. And he go to them without any pay. And, you know, he is smart. That's what I am talking about. And ladies and gentlemen, we also talk about Herbie Hancock. I had the opportunity to see Herbie Hancock in New York, the Blue Note. I gave them my credit card number and everything else. And when I got there, I had to wait about an hour in the line. And it was cold. But I had the opportunity to see him, and he is one of a kind. He is 82. And he is a man who is involved with something I'm going to mention at the end. And then Russell Barnett, you know him, his birthday. And then there's a young man called Chris Richmond. He worked at the place at right on, I'm forgetting what it is, but his wife had died. And, you know, when you have a wife die and have challenges, it is something else. He lived right around the corner from us, close to us, in where am I living now? Yorkshire, and that area. And then we're talking about Melanie Farrington's birthday. Melanie Farrington. I haven't seen her for a long time, but I guess she's holding strong. And then today is Willie Mays Francis. Birthday. 80.
80.
Ain't that something? Well, it's good to be 80, you know, if you live to 80. And then Braddy Colebrook. Braddy got to be about 80 or 81.
Javelin, short put?
Yeah. No, Braddy Colebrook.
Oh, Braddy Colebrook.
Braddy Colebrook.
Okay.
Braddy Colebrook.
Oh, no, yes.
Colebrook. And then a client of mine's son is Miles Worrell. You know, they're related to the descendants of the Worrell in our church. Yeah. And she works at, what's the place name? Bank of the Bahamas in Tonic Williams Drive. And then Eric Carey said that he is going to give it up in December, and his birthday is today. I am sure
he is going to find some other adventure that he could be creative with, some other adventure. And then Spencer's birthday is on Saturday, on the 30th. And then the great track and field coach is Frank Dick from Britain. And you know something? Spence had the opportunity to go to England and going through. And this fella is a guru in track and field, one of the best. He is the one that coached Linsford Christie and this and that and the next thing. And I got to know him very well. He came here several times. And I'll tell you this. I was able to connect Spence with him because he's a motivational speaker too. I am saying that Frank Dick had the time to drive Spence around, you know. And when I was there 3 years ago, coming from Doha, I was able to get a book from him that he did. And then the most significant of birthdays is a young lady, and I say a young lady, called Roberta Sanz.
My mother, 89 today.
Yeah, and she may be like the other Roberta who sings, eh? Who sings. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am saying that you can call and ask for anything, please call, because, you know, we have a lot to say, and I think that you will hear a lot from. And that's what I am talking about. And I really appreciate you listening to the show. And you, with all that we said, with all these things in track and field that we haven't even started to talk about. We talk about the advent to every track and field event in the world except from the Commonwealth Games. And I'm planning to go this time. Reason why I was going before, and we were in Moscow for the World Indoor Championships, and then we came home. And then we decided that, hey, we're going to go to the Commonwealth Games all the way around the world. And I had sufficient points in everything else, miles to go. But Sandy, I would have had to wait a little bit longer because so many people were down there. And I said, no, I am not doing that. And now we just jump on the plane at Lynn Pinling, and then we are in London in about 9 years. Nine days.
9 hours.
9 hours. 9 hours. And you leave London, and you get home at 2:30. If you go through the United States, you can get home at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the night. You know, so that's what it's all about. But it's good flights. I love London. I've never been to any place other than, not Manchester. I'm always trying to...
Scotland?
No, where...
Liverpool?
No, where Perry Christie went to school. The biggest thing other than London in Britain. It is not Manchester. Birmingham. That's where Perry Christie went to school. Oh, I love Birmingham. It's a real nice. The only challenge I had, Sandy, is that I go to the place, the hotel, and when I travel, I want to go to St. George's. And there was a St. George's there. So I asked the lady at the hotel, how do I get and how far is it? Guess what? She said, well, I don't think there's an area that I don't think you should go to. They get people from Africa, they get people from the Caribbean, don't go there. You know what I say? If I die, go to church. I don't have any problem with that. But several, all kinds of people over the world has their own ideas of people all over the world. You know, it ain't just black people all around the world, you know. All around the world, we have all kinds of people, and you hear about them. And in the last couple of years, Bahamians are just branching out and going here and going there because traveling ain't as
much as it used to be, Sandy, to go from Nassau to London and all that. It was a lot of money. So I will give us another break, and then when we finish, we will wrap up the show.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have another person that came on to watch the show. That is Edric Poitier, and been involved in volleyball. He has been a police. He has been a coach. Sandy Snow is watching. Sandy Snow is from Atlanta area, and she is a big person with USA Track and Field. Sandy, I hope you're watching. But we have another Sandy here in the studio, Sandy Sands. Let me say that I really appreciate Mr. Sands appearing and giving some ideas and all of that. And he says, I'm at our district meet at the moment. You know, wherever we are, you can connect with people around the world. Isn't it somewhere else? I have calls that come from Helsinki. You know, it's a big world. It is a big world. And it's amazing how you can, you know, everything is up in the air and, you know, the technology has you able to be able to do that. But as we leave, let me ask you this. Have you been to any track meets forever and ever? Other than in the stadium. I mean, outside of the Bahamas. Yes?
Yes.
Tell us the places that you really enjoy.
Well, certainly Chicago, London, the Caribbean, Barbados, Caribbean.
Yes,
Jamaica.
Yes.
Multiple Charifters.
Yeah. That is so good. You know, that's what it's all about. And you know, the Caribbean, they are one of a kind. Just so talented. And, you know, when you talk about Jamaica, they didn't just start running last year, you know, or 1960 or two when they had their independence. But Jamaica won the 4x400 meters in Helsinki. There is two people who are still there, Crawford. From that team. No, not Crawford. Crawford is from Trinidad. I'm talking about Jamaica. There's somebody who lives in Orlando. He was a part of the team in Helsinki. And then there is one, I tend to forget his name, but he went to Morgan State. He is out in the San Francisco area, in that area. And I used to call him. His birthday is like a day after my sister. My sister is 90, she's over 90. And when I called him the last time, and you know, significant fella, I asked him, how he doing? He said, good. I said, when last you been to Jamaica? He said, I'm going tomorrow. And what is so interesting is that I met him, me and Desmond Vanessa met him at the Pegasus, at the, what do you call it, at the CAC Hall of Fame. And the lady who was dealing with him said that, no, when he says that he's going to Jamaica the next day, basically because he probably remembered seeing me. Not seeing me, I was just on the phone. Nobody in Jamaica can tell me where this fellow is. I'm forgetting his name right now. But he is unbelievable. He won 2 400 meters, at least in Helsinki. He won the 400 meters. And for them to win a gold that far back, you know, one of the first people in Jamaica, I forget his name now, he was in Boys Champs. Boys Champs was right around 1912, around that time, eh? A little bit around that time. So they have something that works very well for them. They are proud, and it's good to be proud, you know. It is good to be proud. It takes you far. And you have to take all that you have to do the best that you can do. And my what I will tell people in track and field is that you can do it. There's no reason why you can't do it. If Stevie Gardner could run so well, nobody could come close to him. And if Shawnee, nobody could come close to her. And it ain't only those people, you know. We have quite a number of people in the Bahamas if they're interested and if you have somebody to push them, they will do well also. So I thank all those people. Oh, Sandra Walks is watching. Sandra is watching. And I thank each and every one of you for listening to the show tonight. And I guess somebody in the street or some friends of mine will tell me how great the show was. Thank you one time. Thank you two times. Thank you a million times. And thank you a zillion times. And this young man is rhyming, you know. Yeah, he's rhyming from Fox Hill. And I don't know if he's anything to do with Pancho, but he's a good Catholic at St. Our Ladies. Our Ladies, yes. Thank you very much. We enjoyed it. And some more wonderful things will come next week. Thank you.